Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live. Baltimore, Maryland, Radio Row, USAA sponsoring a great event here in advance of tomorrow's Army-Navy game. Whole bunch of people walking around. Mark Ingram is here. Annie Agar was just fantastic. If you missed our interview with Annie at 11, she's just a really nice woman. Mike Mayock just provided a ton of insight. I think Robert Griffin III is going to join us. I saw a big cowboy hat. I know Robert's in the building. it's going to be fun. We do have some news out of Ashburn. We are waiting to kind of see here what Washington's going to do this weekend. Terry and Debo had rest days today. Looks like Terry had a rest day. Looks like Debo has an illness. I would assume both are good to go for Friday.
Yeah, Friday you don't get much physical stuff out of them anyway.
So. Right. Dan Quinn was also asked about Jaden Daniels, and DQ made it clear that his health will be the driving factor for his availability over the final three games. Also kind of interesting, Dan Quinn said – they're looking to see more of Johnny Newton on the edge instead of just we've primarily seen him in the interior. But yeah. They're looking to get more of Johnny on the edge.
But then you're looking at Johnny, that's kind of like having who's the guy when he was in Denver? Only 5'11".
Elvis Dumervil. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You get a Johnny Newton on the edge, that low center of gravity. That could be a problem for some tall offensive linemen.
Absolutely. Right now, we are extremely excited to welcome in Mr. Urban Meyer to the program. You got so many championship rings. How do you decide which ones to wear?
Well, I was fortunate. This is the Hall of Fame ring.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I think I'm going to wear this one for a while. Very honored. That was this past weekend in Vegas. I went in with Coach Corvell, I believe his name was, and then Saban, and then some great football players. So really, really great event.
That's really cool. You got to help our friend Brian Mitchell get one of those from the folks who can't.
He's deserving of
one.
Brian Mitchell's a freaking baller, man.
for you to go into the Hall of Fame with Coach Saban when you guys were really the absolute pinnacle of the profession of college football for so long. What did that mean for you and Saban to do it together?
Yeah, we played each other four times, and Mark Ingram is here with me. He's my partner on our show and Fox Big Noon. And I'm biased, but I think the 08-09 Florida and Bama teams might be the two that maybe the best ever played.
Yeah.
When you look at the rosters, the NFL players, you know, I witnessed it. I stand on the sideline watching these great athletes go against each other, great football teams. So. Coach Saban and I have always been really good friends, and we get along great. And, you know, we sat together at the at the banquet, and a big honor to go on with him.
Coach, people always see the players and getting ready to go each other and they talk about that competition. How much goes into it when you're going against a coach? I mean, against a coach like Coach Saban, guys that you know really, really can have their guys set up for everything you're going to try to do against them.
Yeah, I had a little tradition that I would come in on Sundays and I'd watch our game and put it in the books before our players came in, and I was special teams coordinator, so I'd watch that. And then I would throw in the special teams before I watched offense, defense of the team we're going to play, because that used to tell me if it's going to be a street fight or we're going to roll them pretty good. Mm-hmm. And teams that were really good on special teams, just that meant to me that that was a really well-coached team. They do things the right way. And whenever you faced a Nick Saban team, I just knew it was coming. I turn on that film, I'd be like, damn, here we go again. Because his guy is, you know, obviously he is who he is. And he had great staff and great players. But I knew after an hour of watching that film, I'd be sick to my stomach for the rest of the week. It's a good feeling when you turned on that video and they were awful. That means we're getting ready to roll this team. That's not Saban.
Yeah, we break down games every week. I look at college football, pro, and people always talk about offense, defense. You mentioned special teams. And I always tell people, listen, that special team could throw the momentum to your side. What was it that made you think of it by looking at their special teams?
Yeah, because you don't go to Ohio State or Alabama to, you know, you're Zeke Elliott, you're a five-star running back. You don't go to be on kickoff return, mm-hmm. to be in the front line or kickoff. But that's a means to an end. And I was a firm believer in field, of course, yards. When talent becomes equated, that means when that team over there has what you have or better, it's going to come down to it's a field position game. And mm-hmm. Every time that ball was snapped in special teams, that's a 40-yard change of field position. And so I learned that at a young age when I was named special teams coordinator at Notre Dame, and I became a maniac about it. And mm-hmm. I put my best players on. We had a rule at Florida Ohio State, you couldn't play offense or defense until you started on two special teams. That's how – and we were really good. Mm-hmm. Our special teams were phenomenal.
Sound like Joe Gibbs.
So a special teamer for you that has gone on to really great things in Terry McLaurin.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it – I mean, because he loves telling the story of you told him he had to work on his hands before he could come to Ohio State. Like, what does it mean for you to see his level of success that he's found in the NFL?
Yeah, he's always been an A1A person. He came to – from Fort Wayne, came to our camp, ran a 4.4, maybe even faster, and wasn't very big. And then he actually fought the ball at camp, and he comes in. Yeah, so and he'll tell you he had a bunch of big offers. He did not. and I said, hey, pal, you know, and he thought I was going to offer him. And I said, so did the receiver coach want him bad. And I said, here's what I want you to do. We have another camp in 3 weeks. I want you to go 500 balls a day. I'll tell if you at least are working on it. If you're working on it, I'm going to offer you a scholarship. And he got pissed. And they left. I'm fine with it. He comes back, and he told me his mother, his father, his brother, you know, whoever he could get. He caught 500 balls a day, and I could tell immediately.
Yes.
So that's exactly what you got. And Terry McLaurin, here's an amazing thing. He'd be successful at whatever he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he's done playing, you watch what that young person does with his life. He's one of my favorite all-time players.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with former Ohio State, former Florida Gators head coach Urban Meyer here at Radio Row, USAA's Army-Navy Radio Row, live in Baltimore, Maryland. Coach, let's talk about the college football playoff. I mean, it's right around the corner here. I think too much gets made of who doesn't get in, and we don't talk enough about the games. Who do you think that isn't getting a bye could win it all?
That isn't getting a bye.
So not the top four, but that next group.
Let me think here. I think Miami, if there, I call Miami A and Miami B. Mm. Miami B is not very good.
Yeah.
You know, they throw in the Carson Beck throws interception. They're not very good. That's a team that I think if they can get by, they play – who do they play?
I think they play A&M.
They play A&M. And then because the winner of that game is going to go play Ohio State. So I'm really interested in that one. I think also you got the Oklahoma-Alabama. You know, Alabama, I call them A and B as well. Mm-hmm. When Alabama A shows up, they're really good. When Alabama B shows up, they're just average. So those are the two teams I'd keep an eye on.
What about Oregon? What about the Ducks?
I missed that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm sorry, I think that's Oregon... Okay. I think Oregon's a top four team. Absolutely. I'm looking at it now. So, yeah, I think, you know, the one thing about the playoffs, you know, you have the two smaller school teams in there. I don't think they are going to be able to get past the first round, but I'm not saying they shouldn't be in there. But other than those, I also cover Texas Tech. We covered them twice.
That's a good defense.
That's an SEC-looking team. I stood next to them on the sideline, and that's the one team out of that conference that I'm like, my gosh, that they look like it, and they play like an SEC team.
Coach, you got a chance to watch Indiana all year, and then, you know, I guess people hear Indiana football, they don't give them much credence. You've watched them. What are your thoughts on them?
I made a comment last year. I think it's the best coach team I've seen in my lifetime.
Wow.
And that means on defense, it's run fits. You never see fewest big plays against them in college football. Think about that. Fewest turnovers on offense. Fewest penalties. It's just everything you see them do, they don't make mistakes. Do I think they're as talented as a Georgia, Ohio State, Bama? I don't. I think the NFL draft will prove that. But Todd McShay, my dear friend, says it's also the most talented Indiana team in history. They have potentially 5 draft picks in the first round, which is cumulative of the last 8 years combined.
Wow.
So that tells you how good they are. But I've stood next to them, and it's a really, really good team. That plays really well. That quarterback won the Heisman last week. I'm not sure when that comes out. This weekend, right?
Yep.
I think
Saturday night.
He won it. He won it in that game. And that, I think he won it in the throw in the fourth quarter. On the the last drive.
That was a gutsy call, too. But yeah. I mean, Cignetti doesn't seem to lack guts.
Cignetti doesn't lack anything. He's a different dog, but what a coach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How does – I understand – like, we all work – people want to hold coaches to different standards, right, because of their allegiances to one school. So I can understand Lane Kiffin's decision to go to LSU, but what does that do for the team going into their first ever playoff for Ole Miss?
I know Lane pretty well, and we were actually in conversation before he made that decision. You know, we actually talked about when I was at Utah, we were the first team non-BCS to make a BCS bowl game, and I took the job at Florida. And they invited me back
Bama.
To – no, we beat Pitt.
Pitt, okay.
Bama was a couple years later. Yeah. But we were in the Fiesta Bowl, and the players asked me and the AD asked me to come back. We named Kyle Whittingham, so it worked out perfectly. And he was trying to equate the two of me when I left Florida to – left Utah to go to Florida. It's a little bit different. You know, you're going to rival school.
Same conference.
and you're looking at a team that Ole Miss, when they're on
– yeah.
I mean, they should have beat Georgia in that game, and I think Georgia right now is – them and Ohio State are the most talented. So I got mixed emotions. You know, I can understand it. I've done it where you leave a program. But when you're leaving that team right in the middle of the run. The greatest thing I heard was when Charlie Weiss Jr. went back and he's going to call the game. So if they would have took all the assistants, those poor players, you know, you're not going to win because they won't be prepared.
Totally. Know? Yeah, totally. I know you do a ton of Big Ten, and I'm making this a little selfish here. Maryland didn't have the year they wanted. I'm a Terp alum. What do you think of Malik Washington, though, that freshman quarterback?
Yeah. Athlete. And I was with Loxley, by the way, the other day, and I've been friends with him for a long time.
Lox's the man.
I'm glad he's staying.
Yeah.
You know, I know if you're going to make a change, and we saw that in Happy Valley, is that you make a change, you better have a plan.
Yeah, right.
And if you can say someone's better than Mike Loxley at Maryland, I'd actually like to meet that person. Because I think Loxley is perfect for that job. And I know they've been a little bit like this, but I think he's a hell of a coach. The quarterback, him and along with the Tamon Williams Jr. at
The edge rusher?
The quarterback at Washington.
Oh, too. Okay. I'm sorry.
And Michigan State, there's a bunch of young quarterbacks. And the Maryland's quarterback's going to be elite.
It's been fun to watch him and getting to know him a little bit. He was at this event that Jaden Daniels hosted the other night. He couldn't be a nicer, more humble, like well-spoken kid. Just on the pro level real quick, were you surprised at the season, at Jaden kind of having the ups and downs this year after the huge season last year?
You know, we're so busy, I didn't really watch much. I just kind of tried to watch my guys, and so I really didn't follow him.
I gotcha. And then you mentioned your ties to the Irish. How'd you feel with them on the outside?
That was tough. That was I've been very outspoken about the committee has to go away. Not that they're great people. I mean, Mark D'Antonio's on it, but you have me, Mark Ingram, Brady Quinn, Matt Leinart, and Bear, Chris Felica, who really know the game. We can't come up with the 12. So they're in a position that when they said, when the chairman of the committee said, I'm going to have them go back and watch the first week, A&M or Notre Dame against Miami, I started laughing. I'm like, what are you watching? That was week one.
Yeah. Team is totally different now.
Yeah, but the one thing, you know, that I said this on Colin Cowherd as well, is they said, well, we think Notre Dame's a better team right now. And I said, okay. I thought Ohio State was better than Indiana too, but that's why you play the game. I mean, mm-hmm. So the minute Miami beat Notre Dame, in my mind, that one's over. That conversation's move on to other conversations. And you can say, well, I think they're better now. Who are you to say that? That's why they play them. They lost.
Right.
Well, they're better now. Who says that? What, a committee member says that?
Sure.
Or I'm a pretty good analyst. I think they're pretty good. But they lost.
Yeah, the head-to-head's got them.
It's over. I mean, move on to other conversations about that. Now, you might say, you know, involve Alabama or BYU, and all, but that conversation, everybody's got to move on from that and say they played already.
Coach, I know you're a busy man. Got places to go. If you don't mind, we're going to try to auction this. We got Mike Mayock and Annie Agar so far. So you're joining elite company here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for
appreciate
the time.
You, Coach.
Always appreciate getting to hear your insight.
Good to see you.
Watching you on Big Noon. Enjoy that, too. We got to get Big Noon to College Park, man.
Need we the were Terps there to, last year.
Yeah,
last year there.
This past year, no. But we're coming back. We're coming back.
Come on, Lox. Right, get us back.
Thank you very much.
That right, is be cool, baby.
National championship winning coach, Mr. Urban Meyer. Hall of Famer, I should add. Thank you for the time, sir. Appreciate it. Here's what we're going to do. RG3 is going to join the program coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to take a quick look around the NFL, figure out what's going on in Ashburn. When we return, you're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.